Welcome to your five for the day. Have you ever caught yourself giving people reasons for being in such low spirits, sort of letting yourself off the hook type? I'm not doing very well, but I have my reasons. You don't understand me because you don't have the same background I have. Things happened to me in the past that have caused me to be the way I am today. King Josiah in the Bible could have said, I hope nobody has high expectations for me. In my background, my grandfather was about as wicked as kings could be. He worshipped false gods. He offered his own sons as human sacrifices. He practiced witchcraft and did other dark things. Don't you think that would have an impact on me? And my dad wasn't even much better. At least Grandpa repented late in life, but my father was so evil, his own officials assassinated him. So I've got it in my genes. I hope I do better spiritually than them, but I probably won't because I've got a lot of baggage. Fortunately, Josiah didn't think like that. It's so refreshing to come across his life in Old Testament history. It seems that he came to the throne with all the optimism of youth. In fact, 2 Kings chapter 22 tells us that he did right in the sight of the Lord and walked in all the way of his great-grandfather David, nor did he turn aside to the right or to the left. In his teens, Josiah's love and devotion to his God was obvious. He realized he had his own life to live. He was responsible for the choices he made, and he couldn't blame what he did on what they did in the past. It was his turn to choose to chart his course for God. That's it. He chose to chart a different path than his father's. The past was past with Josiah. Now he was responsible to walk closely with the Lord and to lead the nation in a spiritual path to God. Josiah initiated a robust spiritual restoration program. The house of the Lord was his priority. During the process, a long-lost and disregarded book of the law was found during the temple renovation project. The tears streamed down young Josiah's face as they read the word of God to him. His heart was broken over how far they had all strayed from God. He summoned the entire population to a meeting, and standing beside a temple pillar, he read the word of God to the people. He publicly pledged to follow the Lord faithfully and to carry out the words written in the book. What a leader for the Lord Josiah was. He felt no obligation to carry the baggage of his past along with him. Deliberately, he left the baggage behind. It was a conscious decision before the Lord to honour and serve him, regardless of what had happened in the past. Today, we have no valid excuse for not walking closely with the Lord. We have no legitimate excuse for not obeying his word. We have no one to blame but ourselves for our spiritual condition. No one, no thing, no circumstance or situation can rob us of the joy that comes to us if we trust Christ as Saviour. Of course, the choice is ours. As heavy and painful and as real as the baggage may be, it's our choice whether we continue to carry it or drop it and walk freely and joyfully with the Lord Jesus Christ, who carried the burden of our sin on the cross of Calvary. Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, the Saviour can see every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near.